virtual academy. You know, Dr. Barr has talked with you about this, and we would like to be able to offer this to our community as an option. We are waiting on legislation still to tell us whether it will be funded and how exactly it will be funded, and that there are some possible bills out there, but nothing's happened yet. But we do know that these areas are very important in how we would handle fine arts, athletics, career technology, and UIL, meaning that in our planning, we believe that we can offer a virtual option and that students would have the option to participate in these activities while being an online learner. What we're going to do now is we're going to survey families living in Bryan ISD. We're going to try to get the word out to those that may be in our community but not have a child in our district yet at this time, but we value their feedback. Would this be something they would be interested in? And just as a reminder, this would only be in consideration for grades five and up, not at the elementary level. So if we could get a gauge on if we think there's enough interest, that will help us in the meantime while we're waiting on legislation.
Do we have a number? Like, do you have a break-even number? Like, is there a minimum number that would have to select the virtual academy in order for it to be feasible?
It really depends. That's a great question. I would say, and Kevin can question, I would say it depends on the funding. Mm-hmm. If they fund us at full value, right now it's down at like a 50%. If they fund us at full, we can certainly do it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the decisions that they make.